Hello and welcome to English Digest. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And today's topic is something that affects students all around the world. Cell phones in schools. Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. Cell phones are a big part of our daily lives. We use them to stay connected, search for information, take photos, and even study.
That's right. But when it comes to schools, not everyone agrees on whether students should be allowed to use them.
Some people say that phones are a huge distraction in the classroom. Others believe they can be useful learning tools. What do you think?
That's a great question. I'm sure every teacher and every student has maybe thought of this question. Personally, I think it depends on how the phones are used. If students are just texting or playing games during class, then that's a problem.
I agree, but if they're using their phones to look up information or use educational apps, that could actually help them learn.
Right, like maybe using translation apps or things like that, that just kind of get them more involved in the conversation or the lesson that is going on. So, should cell phones be banned in schools? Let's take a closer look at both sides of the issue. Here's the topic, banning cell phones in schools. And here's the prompt. In recent years, many cities in the United States have passed laws to completely ban students from using cell phones at school. Please write an essay in English with two paragraphs. In the first paragraph, describe how you or your classmate use cell phones at school. The second paragraph should explain whether you agree with banning cell phone use at school and give your reasons. Your essay should be at least 120 words long.
好，我们今天要写的作文提示是啊，近年来美国许多城市已经立法全面禁止学生在校使用手机。请写一篇文章，第一段描述你或同学在学校使用手机的情形，第二段请说明你是否赞同学校禁止使用手机，还有理由是什么。文长至少120个单词，文分两段。那接下来我们要到 develop an approach 的地方，第一个何谓叙述论说文，我们今天要写的就是一篇叙述论说文。叙述论说文中啊，指的是一篇文章里面要涵盖叙述跟论说两种文体，近期频繁的出现在大考作文当中哦。比如说114年学测，台风假的情景及对于台风假的看法跟经验，就是这类的文章。还有啊，像是113年学测当中，青少年常见的情绪困扰以及如何排解问题，也是一个。还有就是112年学测里面的表情符号的功能还有可能造成的困扰，这类文体第一部分要先叙述某个现象经验或是事件，第二个部分再针对主题加以论说提出结论，这两个部分的顺序也是可以对调的。再来第二个，我们到底要写什么怎么写。英文作文的架构基本上分为引言 introduction 主体Body 还有结论 conclusion。 那这一篇的叙述论说文当然也是要用这样的架构来发展。好，我们首先来讲 introduction 开头的部分。好，它是文章的引言，说明文章要探讨的主题还有动机。全文的主旨句也就是 thesis statement 常常在第一段就点出来。在描述经验合并论说的文章当中啊， introduction 引言有以下几种方式。第一个，直接开始叙述这个现象经验或是事件。第二个，说明一般人对这个主题的看法。以下呢，我们两篇的范文都是以自己相关的经验来开头。那另外到了 body， 也就是文章的主体，主要分为两大部分。依照题目要求，第一部分先描述这个主题，也就是叙述的部分。比如说基本范文、基础范文当中，我们就在第一段描述学校里面同学们使用手机的情形。第二部分则要说明自己对这个主题的看法，也就是论说的部分，可以分析这个主题造成的影响或是它的利弊为何。那要注意哦，你议论的方向必须要呼应第一段所描述的内容，以维持文章的一致性还有连贯性。那最后到了 conclusion， 也就是文章的结论部分，你要说明自己的立场还有体会， 在叙述论述文当中，我们可以用以下几种方法来做我们的结论。第一个，简单总结前面提到的重要性或好处。第二个，对主题提出反省或检讨，或是改善的方法。例如我们的进阶范文当中呢，就以比起全面禁止手机，制定平衡的使用方针才是更为妥善的做法。好，他用这个句子来做全文的总结。Alright, so before we make an outline, let's take a minute to brainstorm here.
Good idea.
What are some of the useful or maybe even sneaky things students do with their phones at school?
Alright, well let's take a look at the useful or productive things. So number one, look up information online for homework, class discussion, or quick facts.
Oh, that's a very useful thing, right?
Right, yeah, you can look them up if you need to know, oh, okay, when was this author born, or when did this happen? Oh, 1928, 1825. Good background information. It gives you that resource. Next,、mm-hmm. another useful thing would be use learning apps, like dictionary apps, quiz tools, or language learning games.
Or maybe they can use their phones to take photos,of the whiteboard or notes.
All right. Instead of writing them all down on paper, yeah, you could take pictures of the whiteboard. Good idea. Yeah.
And number four, they can set reminders or use a calendar on their phone. So that they can keep track of homework or exam dates.
Oh, that's what I should be doing. And the last one is record lectures.To listen again later while studying. So everyone has on their phone the recorder app. You could push that and you could listen back when you're at home to what your teacher was saying throughout the lesson.
Yeah, but they should ask their lecturer beforehand, right?
I think that's a good idea to say, teacher, I'm going to record you, or professor, I'm going to record you. Is that all right?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably say yes.
On the other hand, there are so many sneaky or distracting things students do with their phones.
That's exactly correct. Let's take a look at a few things that might happen, or some sneaky and distracting things. All right. Number one, watch short videos or live streams on YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram.
Okay. So they might be using that, you know, during class. Then it's not okay.
Right.
It's very distracting.
Right, especially if you're in the back of the class, you're sitting in the back of the class, and you say, hey, what's that student doing, or what are they looking at? And underneath their table, they see someone's live streaming or, you know, playing video games. Number two, a sneaky thing or a distracting thing would be take selfies or pictures.Sometimes even in the middle of class.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And here's another one.
Yeah.
They might play games during class quietly under the desk or with the volume off.
Right. And then as a teacher, if you're teaching, that's such a disrespectful thing to do、
mm-hmm.
while you're wasting somebody's time. You're wasting your time as a student playing video games, and you're wasting the teacher's wasting his or her time.Trying to give you the information that's important, and you are playing video games.
Yeah, and sometimes teachers can see students use earphones to listen to music.
Exactly.
With long hair covering their ears, or, you know.
Oh, with the AirPods, that's correct,
mm-hmm.
where they can put them in the ears and teachers won't be able to see it, so that you won't be able to hear. All right, the last one, a sneaky or distracting things with phones could be,cheat on quizzes by looking up answers or texting friends.
Okay, I think that's the most, you know, that's the biggest issue.
Right, yeah, you could look up if it's a history quiz, you have all the answers on your phone and just get 100 by looking at your phone, which is not fair to your other students and classmates.
Mm-hmm. And now with ChatGPT, you can just take a photo of your test paper and upload it.
Exactly. And
ChatGPT will give you all the answers.
So with more technology becomes more problems, especially with cell phones. All right, Elsie. I also want to talk to you about the consequences when students use phones at school. Like, what I mean by this is what actually happens when they're on their phones too much? Does it hurt their learning? Does it distract others?
Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what are the consequences of using phones at school?
Well, I think the number one would be lack of focus. Students may miss important parts of the lessons if they're watching videos or texting, right?
Okay, and when they are not paying attention in class, that can lead to poor understanding and lower test scores.
That's exactly right. And then you're also, if one student is trying to pay attention, another way that would be a consequence is you're distracting to others. You're very distracting. If you're looking at your phone playing video games, you're being distracting. Bright screens or phone sounds can pull classmates' attentions away from the teacher.
Oh, so your classmates might want to join you?
Right, yeah. If someone's playing a video game next to me and I see, oh, it's kind of neat.
What is that?
My eyes are
take a look.
Exactly. And then you lose focus. You're distracted.
Okay.
All right.
Another one that we just covered.
It's cheating.
About
right?
cheating, yes.
Exactly.
Some students might use phones to look up answers during quizzes or tests, which can lead to serious consequences like a zero on a test or detention.
Yeah, that's such a stupid way to try, you know, to try to get away with it. If you've studied, maybe you're a little bit nervous, you might as well get a bad grade. The teacher might let you redo it instead of using your phone, and then you're guaranteed, if the teacher catches you, to get a zero.
Mm.
What's another one? We could say weaker social skills. So instead of talking to friends during breaks, students might stay on their phones and miss chances to connect with others. And that's a huge thing. Interpersonal communication is such a big developmental skill while you're in high school, college, and even in junior high and elementary school. Learning how to talk and deal with different people throughout your life makes you a better person to handle other serious situations that might occur in your life. It just makes you a better person at everything, because you need to be able to work with others. You need to have those social skills.
Very true. So now let's move on to make an outline.
All right, let's make an outline. So it says, in my school, many classmates use their cell phones during breaks.
Okay, that's topic sentence one.
Right, topic sentence one, like I said, in my school, many classmates use their cell phones during breaks. So let's break this down into supporting ideas. Think of it like building a paragraph. We start with the topic sentence, which that was, and then we add examples to support it. So we could say, A, some play mobile games or browse social media platforms. B, others text friends. C, students also use their phones in class. D, some sneak their phones under their desk to watch videos. E, they switch screens to pretend they're taking notes when a teacher approaches. Okay, so now we have A through E with the topic sentence. This outline gives us a clear picture of how students use their phones both during breaks and during class. When writing your paragraph, follow this structure to keep your ideas organized and easy to understand.
Okay, 所以在第一段当中，我们要描述你或同学在学校使用手机的情形。结束之后啊，第二段好，我们的提示说，你要呢说明你是否赞同学校禁止使用手机跟理由。所以啊，接下来我们就会到第二段去主题句。第二个是 ，In my opinion, cell phones should be banned in school。然后我们还有这些细节，对不对 ？A, many students can't focus。好，这个就是理由之一了，因为很多学生没有办法专心，所以应该要去禁止在学校使用手机。还有就是 B, they keep checking their phones。C, this affects their learning and disrupts the class. D, during break time, students spend more time staring at screens than talking to friends. E, without phones, students could improve their concentration.
And the conclusion sentence is, I believe that keeping phones out of sight will help create a better learning environment for everyone. Now, this conclusion sentence, this wraps up the paragraph nicely. It gives your opinion and connects back to the main idea about how students use their phones. It also suggests a solution, keeping phones out of sight to help improve the classroom for everyone. Remember, a good conclusion should sum up your main point and leave the reader with a clear message. Okay, now everyone, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Basic sample. In my school, many classmates use their cell phones during breaks. Some play mobile games or browse social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok. Others text friends about weekend plans. Sometimes when teachers aren't looking, students also use their phones in class. Some even sneak their phones under their desks to watch videos. Often they swiftly switch screens to pretend they're taking notes when a teacher approaches. In my opinion, cell phones should be banned in school. Many students can't focus because they keep checking their phones. This not only affects their learning, but also disrupts the class. Even during break time, students often spend more time staring at screens than talking to friends. Without phones, students could improve their concentration and use their time more wisely. I believe that keeping phones out of sight will help create a better learning environment for everyone.
Okay, so Adam, what's good about this basic sample?
Well, it starts with a clear topic sentence. We know right away the writer is talking about phone use at school. So we get that from the very beginning. Next, it gives specific examples, such as playing games, using social media, or watching videos during class. Next, the writer also gives a strong opinion and explains why they think phones should be banned.
And what about the conclusion?
Well, that's the great thing. The conclusion ties everything together and offers a solution.
So this is a very well-organized article, right?
Exactly.
Okay, 那里面还有一些文法重点我们要来提一下哦。比如说这个句子 ,Some play mobile games or browse social media platforms like Instagram and TikTok. Others text friends about weekend plans.我们看到这个 some others 的用法，它表示有些、有些，用来把不特定的一群人事物分成两类来说明。那如果要把不特定的一群人事物分成三类来说明的时候怎么办呢？我们可以用 some, others, 然后是 still others, 或是 others。好，这个 still, 可以用它也可以省略。那这样子就是表示有些、有些、还有些、点点点点。那马上给同学们例句了，我们先来分两类的哈。Some travelers love exploring big cities, while others enjoy visiting quiet villages. 有些旅客喜欢探索大城市，而有些则享受造访宁静的乡村。好，这个是将这些旅客分为两类。那如果要把它分为三类的时候呢，再给同学们一个例句哦。Some students take notes by hand,Others type on their laptops, and still others or others rely on recording lectures. 有些学生用手写笔记，有些用笔电打字，还有一些则依赖录音来这个记录课程。所以这边把学生一分为三类，分别用 some, others, 还有 still others 带出。那接下来呢，我们就要到 advanced sample 的部分。
Advanced sample.At my school, it's almost impossible to avoid the sight of students glued to their screens. Cell phones seem to be both our best friends and worst distractions. Between classes, groups of classmates huddle together as they laugh over funny videos or scroll through TikTok. In the classroom, phones are not completely absent either. I've seen friends discreetly texting,hiding their phones beneath books and slipping them into jacket pockets just as the teacher passes by. I must admit, even I sometimes give into temptation, quickly Googling answers or checking notifications when the lesson feels slow. Once a friend and I used our phones to help solve a tricky math problem. But before we could explain the solution, the teacher confiscated both devices. While I understand the reasons for banning phones in school, I'm not in favor of a total ban. These days, smartphones are essential because they allow students to quickly contact family in case of emergencies or to receive important updates. Beyond communication, phones can enhance learning when used responsibly. Apps and online resources assist with research, and students can depend on translation tools and digital notes to support their studies. Rather than banning phones outright, schools should create balanced guidelines, allowing phone use during specific periods, like study sessions or breaks, could teach discipline. With proper boundaries, students can benefit from phones without misusing them.
Alright, so what's good about this advanced sample?
Well, that's a good question. The opening line grabs your attention. It really gives you that visual aspect where it says, "At my school, it's almost impossible to avoid the sight of students glued to their screens." So you can make yourself in, you can see yourself walking through a class and you see the students glued or looking, all of them, at their screens. So the opening line grabs your attention right away. It feels real and honest, especially when the writer admits to using a phone too.
And this essay doesn't just say phones are bad or good. It shows both sides, the fun and distraction, but also the helpful uses.
Exactly. And the writer shares a real experience, such as using a phone to solve math problem or a math problem, which makes the writing more interesting and easier for readers to relate to. It gives you that self-reflective saying, I've done this too, and it really makes you grab to what the reader or what the writer is actually saying. Next, it says the writer has a clear opinion and supports it well with reasons and suggestions, like having balanced rules instead of a full ban. So, all in all, I think the essay ends with a good message, Elsie, that with the right boundaries, phones can actually be very useful.
Okay, 那这边的 grammar tips, 文法重点我们来看一个用法啊，就是这个句子。While I understand the reasons for banning phones in school, I'm not in favor of a total ban. 你要表示支持或是赞成的用法有 be in favor, 好，或者是 support of somebody or something, 还有啊是 be on the side of somebody or something。再来是这个。Approve of something. 好，这些都是表示这个意思。那如果呢，你要表示相反的不赞成或是反对，那除了呢，用像是范文里面的用法之外，还有就是 be against somebody or something, 或者是 disapprove of something, 还有 object to, oppose, be opposed to, 或是 frown upon something. 好，这些都可以。所以正面的支持赞成，我们来造一个句子哦。My boss approves of flexible working hours as long as we complete our tasks on time. 我的老板赞成弹性工作时间，只要我们准时完成工作就可以。那相反的不赞成或反对，我们来造一个句子。My parents frown on me or frown upon me playing video games for too long.我父母反对我玩太久的电动游戏。那在进阶范文当中，我们还看到很多重要的单字。我们来讲第一个 distraction， 它的意思是分散注意的事物啦，或是分心。我们可以说 major distraction， 那就是主要的分心事物。那如果是让你持续分心的事物，那就是 constant distraction。
Right， cell phones， can be a major distraction during class.
Exactly. 手机在上课的时候可能是一个很大的分心来源。那再来还有 huddle, 这个动词有聚在一起啦或是挤成一团的意思。Huddle together, 那就是聚在一起。Huddle around, 那就是围成一圈。
An example we could say is the students huddle together to watch a funny video.
学生们挤在一起看搞笑影片。那接下来这个动词是 scroll, 哦，这个动作我们很常做。就是滚动荧幕滑动 scroll through something 那就是滑过某内容 keep scrolling 那就是一直滑动
Yeah, sometimes you do that at night You keep scrolling on your phone while we're sitting on the couch
Yeah, I sometimes do that too much though
Example sentence we could say is She kept scrolling through Instagram during lunch
她午餐时间一直滑 Instagram 然后再来这个副词是 discreetly它代表的是小心地或是不引人注意地。好，比如说呢，你小心地去看 ,you look discreetly. 那如果你是悄悄地偷偷地查看 ,you discreetly check something.
Right, I sometimes do that, and I know I shouldn't when I'm at work. I sometimes discreetly check my phone to you see, oh, what time is break time or something like that when I'm not wearing my watch. And...Then I start to scroll and scroll and scroll. So an example for discreetly, we could say he discreetly checked his phone under the desk.
他偷偷地在桌子下看手机。再来一个名词是 notification, 指的是通知。好，所以可以收到通知，那就是 receive a notification。如果是推播的话，好，推播一个通知可以是 push, 用 push 这个动词 ,push notification。
Right, yeah, when you're using your apps and your phone, you could say, I received a notification about the class schedule today. Or you on your phone, you get so many notifications about goodbyes or sales on some of your apps that you get constant notifications.
没错,那接下来还有一个动词, what is the next verb?
We have confiscate.
没收或是充公,所以可以没收手机啦,没收物品啦,都可以用到这个动词哦。
So,Kind of like when someone takes something away from you really quickly, confiscate a phone, confiscate items. So you could say the teacher confiscated his phone during the test.
老师在考试时没收了他的手机。那接下来这个动词是 enhance, 提高、增强。Enhance learning, 增进学习。Enhance performance, 提升表现。
All right, using this word, we could say using apps can enhance learning in the classroom.
使用应用程式可以提升课堂的学习效果。好，最后一个单字我们要看到的是 outright, 也就是彻底的或是完全的。它是一个这个副词，所以常见的搭配有动词 ban outright, 彻底禁止，或是 deny outright, 那就是直接彻底的否认。
So in our van sample, he says,Rather than banning phones outright, schools should create balanced guidelines. So don't ban them altogether. An example sentence we could use, simple sentence would be, some schools ban phones outright.
Okay, 那以上就是我们今天 topic-based writing 的内容咯。好好复习 ,see you next time, bye bye!
Bye bye!